This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much has happened since the last time I spoke to you. We've had NHL playoff Stanley Cups happen. We've had NBA playoff finals happen. We've had World Cup soccer going on. We've got the boys of summer playing, and we're almost to the All-Star break there in Major League Baseball. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, and yes, it's great to have you back on the show, and there has been a lot of stuff going on since you were gone, so let's get to it.
NBA draft as well just happened the other night. Free agency now is upon us, and where does Kawhi go? Where does KD go? Where does Kyrie go? All those things will be answered here in the next few weeks, I'm sure, but it's going to be fun. And you know what, Mike? What I've learned about the NBA, there is really no downtime in the NBA anymore, and the NBA is probably more fun in the off season than it is during the regular season, my friend.
Oh, I would absolutely agree. It's like Young and the Restless, man. It's a soap opera once the draft and free agency gets here. So it's going to be fun the next week or so.
All right, so we're going to get started here. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close. We're going to talk some baseball, maybe even get his final analysis of the NHL playoffs since I haven't had a chance to talk to him. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us a lot of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. At this time, each and every week, we hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. Just got back in the country not too long ago. Been dealing with a couple of other things as far as health issues with some people in my family. But other than that, I'm actually very happy. I'm excited. It's been a good summer so far. And speaking of a good summer, I don't know if you saw this the other day, but I thought it was one of the cooler things in baseball, or the cooler things in sports, to be honest with you, when Albert Pujols goes back to St. Louis, and the ovation that they give this guy was beyond ridiculous, a minute and a half or something like that. I don't think they wanted to stop either, John. Talk a little bit about Albert Pujols, what he meant to St. Louis, and what he's meant to baseball in general.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, where a guy goes back to a town where he became an icon, with the Los Angeles Angels being in the American League. They obviously don't get to run through St. Louis very often, so this was the Cardinals fans' first real chance to say thank you to a guy that was a big star both on the field with the Cardinals and in the community with St. Louis. No matter how many home runs he hits and whatever cap he decides to wear when he goes in the Hall of Fame, I think everybody will always think of Albert Pujols as a St. Louis Cardinal. Much the same as Robin Yount, who went into the Hall of Fame as a Milwaukee Brewer, as he should have done, because he spent all those great years in Milwaukee, even though his World Series title was with the Toronto Blue Jays. He rightfully went in as a Milwaukee Brewer. I have to think that Pujols will opt to do the same thing. You know, you look at that. There's a video on MLB Today about it, and I think the video runs for about a minute 45, 2 minutes, and it shows the class of the St. Louis fans, and clearly they were disappointed when he left, because, as I say, not only was he a great player, but he was a great member of the community in St. Louis. Great way for them to say thank you. I think it's very touching that they remember him after he's been gone 6 or 7 years. I just think it shows us what a classy organization the Cardinals are to arrange for this, and also how classy the St. Louis fans are to remember a guy like Pujols. I thought it was tremendous.
John, good morning. You know, you're waking up in an NBA champion city. I'm sure we'll get to that at some point. But you take a look at these standings here, and we got most of these divisions are, you know, you got some double-digit leads. You got nine-game lead. Really, once again, the only challenging one division is the Central in the National League. Like, what can you say about this division? You know, you got the Cardinals within one game. You got the Brewers within a half game. I mean, what's your prediction here with the Central?
Well, I think you raised two very good points, Mike. Most of the divisions are sort of out of hand. The average division lead this morning is 6.5 games, and here we are almost at the midway point, and you know, nobody's within a week of getting there. And I just have to think that, you know, as we've talked many times on this show, that National League Central is the interesting pennant race in all of baseball. I mean, I think I look at the standings in that division every day, as I think I've mentioned before, because to me that's exciting baseball. It's interesting to see what a two-game win streak or a two-game losing streak will do for you, especially if you're playing within the division. And I think two or three times this week I've looked up first thing in the morning to see how the standings were, and I've seen a lead change, and we haven't seen that in any of the other divisions in quite some time. So it's exciting baseball, and also, as we've discussed before, it's not just the closeness of the standings. It's the fact that, with the exception of Pittsburgh, all of these teams are geographically so close that there's also that great natural rivalry there. We've always had a rivalry between Chicago and Milwaukee in sports. We've always had a great rivalry in baseball between Chicago and St. Louis. And I just think it's fantastic that we actually have a pennant race, because I look at some of these other races. I see the Dodgers up by 12. I see the Astros still up by 6.5, even though they're on a seven-game losing streak, so that tells you how far ahead they were. The Braves have now caught and passed the Phillies. The Phillies, 2-8 in their last 10, all of a sudden find themselves almost a 500 team at 39-37. So clearly the bloom is off the rose in Philadelphia. The Yankees, the Yankees are 8 games ahead of the Red Sox, even though both teams are 8-2 in their last 10. So you got to think at some point those two teams, along with Tampa Bay, are going to really pull away and lock up that division. I think we're now looking to see who wins the National League Central. That's going to be a race right down to the end. And as always, we have those games in September within the division. But in the other divisions, I think you're going to look at one or two teams trying to survive until September, when they do play those head-to-head games, and try and close that gap. But I wish every division in baseball was as competitive as the National League Central, and quite frankly, it's not because all of the teams are bad, as they are other than Minnesota. They're all bad in the American League Central. All of these teams in the National League Central are pretty good. You know, even Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are almost at 500, and they're both within 4.5 or 5.5 games of the lead. So it's an exciting division. I got to think that if you live in that division, or if you support one of the teams in that division, baseball's got to be a whole lot of fun right now.
It is a lot of fun, but with that being said, the Milwaukee Brewers pitching is atrocious, and that really scares me down the stretch. I think we all can agree that the Cubs probably have the best pitching, and you know what? St. Louis is always just a tough team to battle with. So Yelich is having an amazing year. I mean, all the home runs he's got, and it's like they're in second place. They're a half a game out. So I know there's a lot of there's a good buzz in Milwaukee, don't get me wrong, but I almost feel like they're underachieving a little bit so far this season. But someone that's not underachieving, and all of a sudden they've woken up big time, the Atlanta Braves. You know, all of a sudden they've catapulted themselves to the lead in this National League East over the Philadelphia Phillies by 5.5 games. Nationals are 7.5 out. But the Atlanta Braves, what have they done to turn things around, John?
I think they've just allowed their young players to develop, and they've caught Philadelphia at a bad time. They've beaten them, I think, 4 out of 6 or 5 out of 6 in the last 2-3 game series that have occurred over the last couple of weeks. Atlanta's just a good baseball team. They ripped it right down. They sat at the bottom for two or three years. They built the farm system up. They signed some good international free agents. They've made some wise trades. They've had a couple of guys have career years in the last year. They signed Josh Donaldson on a little bit of a flyer this year, and he's come through for them. I just think it's a well-managed team. I think it's a well-coached team. And, you know, here we haven't seen Dallas Keuchel throw very much for them yet, and you have to think that over the rest of the season he's going to be a nice addition for them in that starting rotation. And he didn't cost them a player, and he didn't cost them a draft choice. So he's pretty much like a free agent. He's got to help them. I mean, he's not probably the top starter that he was 3 or 4 years ago, but he's certainly not a number five guy in a rotation. He's going to add some very good experience and some very good talent to what was already a pretty strong team. So I think from the Atlanta Braves standpoint, it looks pretty positive going forward. Philadelphia still has a chance to get back in there, but all of a sudden, you know, they look like a 500 team. I think they're two games over 500. That's probably going to get you to 83 or 84 wins, and history has told us in recent years that's generally not enough to get you into the postseason. And if you look at it that way, after their signings and the fast start that they have, that has to be a tremendous disappointment in Philadelphia.
John, just real briefly here, just tell me, what is Madison Baumgartner's issue with everybody? He just seems like he just gets ticked off every time he gets touched up for a home run.
I'm not sure. You know, I don't see a lot of Giants games living on the East Coast, but I have to think that maybe the pressure is starting to get to him from a couple of standpoints. Here's a guy in his walk year, wants to have a good year. He's currently playing for a team that's not going to have a good year. Truth is, he would probably like to be traded, and I speak here strictly as a neutral observer and a fan, having no connection whatsoever to the San Francisco Giants or to Baumgartner. I got to think that he wants to be traded. I've got to think that he wants to be traded to a team where he has a chance to show how good he is. I think he'd like to be traded to a team where he's going to get more than five or six starts for them. You look at his contract, and his contract has either a restricted no-trade clause or a definite no-trade clause, and he's given the Giants a list of eight teams where he will not be traded. And ironically, having said that, you know, we think he wants to win, all of the teams on that list are contenders or division leaders. So you have to sit back and think that he's doing this from a business standpoint, that he wants that to be an opportunity to work out an extension or another contract. So at some point in time, I think he's going to get traded. I don't think the Giants want to hang on to him and let him walk at the end of the year for nothing. I just think it's a strategy on his part, and I think the pressure's getting to him.
Good stuff. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us. We're going to continue with him on the other side because, like Mike said, we got to get a little bit about how he's feeling about being a NBA champion out there in Canada, the whole country behind that team. Anyways, got to take a quick break. Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and John Poulter getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to get up into, obviously, in the sports world, but we're talking baseball right now with John, as we do each and every week. And I want to switch gears a little bit with you, John, because there's a couple of things that have happened, obviously, since the last time you and I have spoke. The Toronto Raptors have won the National Basketball Association NBA Finals, which was unbelievable, very cool for the Canada, obviously, just amazing. But we've also had other things happen, too. But let me get your take on that first before we get too far ahead of ourselves. The Raptors are the NBA champions. How does that sound, John Poulter?
It sounds pretty interesting. It sounds pretty unique. It's been 26 years since we've seen any kind of a championship in a major sport in this city, since the Blue Jays won the back-to-backs in 92 and 93. And, you know, the Raptors have been close for a number of years, but every year they ran into a guy by the name of LeBron James in the Eastern Conference, and that was obviously where he played. They were in no position to dictate whether he played East or West. And in addition to the Raptors becoming a better team and Ujiri making a couple of great trades that really solidified this team, of course the big one being Kawhi Leonard and the second one being Gasol, the other major factor that helped the Raptors this year was the fact that LeBron James was missing from the Eastern Conference, which made their path not easy, but perhaps a little easier to get to that final. Then they ran into a team that, quite frankly, looked like it was just ripe for the picking. I thought the Raptors played very well in every game. There was a couple of games that they let get away, specifically Game 5, when they had a chance to win it here at home. But all in all, I think they were fair value for their money. I think it was a team that was well put together. I think it's a team that's been well coached. It's been well supported. And quite frankly, it's a national team. It's based here in Toronto, but the fans across the country, they get behind them the same way that they used to get behind the Blue Jays when the Blue Jays were winning. And the parade last Monday was unbelievable. Almost 2 million people lining the streets of the city of Toronto to welcome this team. And this is not even a basketball town. I mean, it's getting that way, especially with the Blue Jays being as poor as they are. This is still a hockey town and always will be, no matter how you slice it. But to see almost 2 million people line the streets and sit at City Hall and watch all of these guys speak and praise them and cheer them and hope that Kawhi Leonard comes back was a very interesting experience. I never thought that I would see that kind of reaction to a basketball team in this city given the Leafs' history and the fact that the Blue Jays have been here 30 or 40 years and have won a couple of World Series, I was pleasantly surprised. The city has taken the team to heart and has supported it very well. And we all just hope here as Toronto residents that Kawhi Leonard decides to re-sign with the Raptors and they have a kick at repeating, because it was a very exciting postseason. And to beat a team like Golden State, which has been very dominant for the last 4 or 5 years, I think was a real feather in their cap.
Yeah, no, it was certainly exciting to watch. I was rooting for Toronto myself, but I usually root for just something new, and Golden State has been there for a long time. But, you know, you switch gears a little bit to the NHL, John, and the Predators made a big trade with Subban. What are your thoughts with that trade?
Well, that was an interesting call, and you know, I have to wonder if maybe the Predators had two thoughts in mind here. I think the obvious one was to create some salary cap space, because Subban's about a $9 million ticket, and they need to sign some players. They've got some of their own free agents they want to re-sign, and they obviously need to strengthen themselves because they didn't get very far in the postseason this year. I thought it was pretty interesting that David Poile was able to get rid of a $9 million salary without having to take any salary back or having to give up any draft picks to get somebody to take that contract on. I was a little surprised that it was New Jersey, because I think New Jersey is a team that was intending on making a splash. They had the number one pick overall and took Jack Hughes from the U.S. National Development Program, which was a great addition, and probably everybody thought he was going to be the number one pick, and he's a surefire superstar as long as he stays healthy. But to come away with P.K. Subban for a couple of minor draft choices and a couple of second-pair defensemen, I thought was a pretty interesting deal from New Jersey's standpoint. He'll change the landscape in New Jersey. There's always that big rivalry between the Islanders, the Rangers, and New Jersey because of the proximity of the three teams to each other. The Rangers have made a couple of splashes in terms of signings. So I think it's going to get that rivalry between New Jersey and New York back. But I also have to wonder if Subban's game is slipping a little bit. I don't think he's the player he was 3 or 4 years ago, and whether he's just not been playing well or the system in Nashville didn't suit him as well as it did in Montreal, I don't know. But I think he'll find that when he goes to New Jersey, it'll be a totally different experience, because he'll be playing in a big market once again. He's very much a showman. I think he'll enjoy that. But New Jersey's always had a reputation as being a defensive team. Now, granted, that was under old coaching and old management, so we may see that change. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how the team and Subban both develop to that change.
That is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Each and every Sunday, he's here with us, so you can always catch him live. But, John, a couple other things I want to get in with you before we get out of here. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals came and went. The St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup Finals champions, and I think that it's a really cool story with their failures from before, and they finally get over the hump and they get it done. And talk about that first, and then talk a little bit about the NHL draft that just happened. And the Coyotes, if I'm not mistaken, they had like 8 picks. So give us the skinny on the draft as best as you can. But start with the NHL Stanley Cup Finals champions, the St. Louis Blues.
Well, as you mentioned, St. Louis, their first championship in the 52-year history of the team. First 3 years they went to the finals, lost 4 straight each time, basically went to the finals by default because all of the expansion teams were in a new division called the West Division, and the West Division had to provide a representative, and St. Louis were the best of the expansion teams. So this was their first real test in a Stanley Cup final as a team that had got there on merit more so than on geography. And I kind of swung back and forth on this the whole series, because I think, I forget whether it was you or Mike asked me early in the year when Tampa Bay was doing so well, did I see anybody being a threat to Tampa Bay? And I think Boston was one of the answers that I came up with, and it didn't surprise me that Boston got to the final. I just kind of thought they were a team that was built for that kind of playoff run, but quite frankly, they laid a huge egg in Game 7. St. Louis played very, very well, was fully deserving of the victory. Nice thing to happen in St. Louis. clearly the fans in Boston and the faces on the Boston players was incredible to watch as a neutral observer, specifically Brad Marchand. He looked like he was a five-year-old who just lost his cat and his dollar bill all at the same time. Not a happy guy. And boy, did those stands in Boston ever empty real quick. I don't think there was a Boston fan left in the stands by the time that they had presented the trophy. So great story in St. Louis. Last place overall on the 3rd of January. Made a couple of interesting moves from a coaching standpoint, and a rookie goaltender in Jordan Binnington who rode them all the way to the finals. So great story in St. Louis.
Yeah, good stuff. And then talk a little bit about the NHL, the draft that just happened, and most notably for us, the Coyotes and their 8 picks.
Well, you know, the draft has become a big event, as it has in the NFL and the NBA. And, you know, the Arizona Coyotes, for a number of years, have struggled. They've tried to deal veterans whenever they could for draft picks. They're banking on the fact that they're a scouting staff is going to dig up some good players, and they're getting middle-round picks, which is important. But, you know, you have to be right on these picks. And I think that the Coyotes are heading in the right direction. But the one thing that really surprised me at the draft was that there was a lot less trades than I expected there to be, especially with the salary cap coming in about $1.5 million below the projected. There's a lot of teams going to be scrambling to make some deals. I thought we'd see a little bit more action, but couple of surprises, but really it went pretty much as we expected, certainly in the top 3 or 4.
John, as always, a true pleasure talking sports with you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, and we got a little bit about the NBA basketball from him, and it makes sense because obviously the Toronto Raptors are your NBA champs. So good stuff from John as always. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us in a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we just got done talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports, and we hit on a bunch of different things. Obviously, our usual stuff that we do, but we also got into a little bit of the NBA in the sense of he's Canadian. He comes to us all the time from Canada, and obviously the Toronto Raptors are your NBA champions, and they had a whole country behind them, which is awesome and really cool. But with that being said, I just got to ask you this question, Mike, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Toronto at all. But with the way that the Golden State Warriors were in the NBA Finals, with Kevin Durant not being at all, you know, useful at all, and then when they brought him back, it was a total disaster. And then you have what happened to Clay, you have what happened to Looney. You just they weren't the Golden State Warriors, is my point. So my question to you is does that taint the Toronto Raptors winning the NBA championship in any way, shape, or form to you?
No, not at all. It's not Toronto's fault that Golden State was severely banged up. I mean, all you got to do is look back to when Golden State and Cleveland were playing a few years back, and you know Kevin Love goes down, Kyrie goes down. I mean, does that taint Golden State winning it that year? I mean, LeBron can't do it by himself. I mean, we all know that. But no, not at all. I mean, they went out and they did what they had to do. Kawhi was just on fire. He was the leader of that team, and he showed why he's such a hot commodity going into this free agent period. But, you know, once again, it doesn't take anything, in my opinion, for the Toronto Raptors.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, injuries are part of the game. Do I think that the Warriors would have most likely won this series had Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Looney, everybody been at full strength? Probably, I'll be honest with you. But with that being said, I'm not going to take anything away from Toronto. They turned it on when they were down 0-2 to Milwaukee, won four straight there, won three games at Oracle in the final season there. I think that that's remarkable in itself. It shows you that they were the dominant team, and I agree 100%. Kawhi Leonard is the guy right now in the NBA. And with that being said, you've kind of changed my direction of where I want to go, but that's fine. We'll get to the other thing in just a moment. Kawhi Leonard, if he stays in Toronto, I think the future looks really good for Toronto. If he doesn't, I think the future looks really good in Milwaukee. But again, that's beside the point. If Kawhi doesn't stay in Toronto, I'm hearing the L.A. Clippers. I'm hearing L.A., but it's not for the Lakers. It's going to be the Clippers. Do you think Kawhi stays in Toronto, or do you think Kawhi leaves?
I have no clue, Dorf. Like, he is just one of those rare birds that he doesn't say anything. Like, he is so buttoned up, playing it to the vest. you know, there's probably him and maybe his uncle, his agent, you know, that have an idea of what he wants to do. But I have no idea. Personally, if it was me, I'm not leaving Toronto. You got a whole country backing you. You got the whole city of Toronto. I mean, it would just be such a good feel good story that he stays in Toronto and doesn't take off for the bright lights and big city of LA. But I understand why he would want to go to the Clippers. I mean, they're kind of the hot organization right now in terms of what they have, from the owner down to the coach, down to Jerry West. They got the money to spend. But, you know, personally, I hope he stays in Toronto, even though that affects, you know, your Bucks, my Celtics and stuff. But I just can't imagine you win the title and then you leave town. But, you know, on the other side of it, Dorf, I mean, I wouldn't think that he owes Toronto anything. Like, he's not indebted to them. I mean, he brought them the first title ever to that country and to that city. So, you know, there's both sides of this argument. But for me, stay in Toronto, Kawhi. Just stay there, buddy. And you can live like a king, man.
Well, with that being said, does he get paid in Canadian dollars or does he get paid in U.S. dollars?
He's going to get taxed in Canadian dollars for sure up there. But
it's 75 cents to the dollar if you look at it. Okay, so that's basically what you'd be making in Canada versus making in the U.S. So I'm just throwing it out there. I do think that money does play a factor, and we'll see how things, you know, turn out with this whole situation. But with that being said, he has definitely changed the landscape, at least for the near future. And we'll see what happens if Toronto is able to max this guy out, keep him in Toronto. Or if you said, like you said, if he winds up going to L.A. for the bright lights and it's not with the Los Angeles Lakers, it would be with the L.A. Clippers. And I'll tell you what, I agree with you 100%. They become a big-time favorite because they're already one of the favorites next year, which is insane. So, and speaking of favorites, how did the Lakers go from 25-1 3 weeks ago now, and they're the odds-on favorite when they have, like, five guys on their roster? And I know two of them are AD and LeBron, but, dude, I'm sorry. I don't think that the mess in L.A. has gotten much better, me personally. What do you think?
No, I'm right there with you, Dorf. I don't think it's got any better. You know, the team that it really worked out for was the Pelicans. And, we're going to get to the draft here in a little bit. I know that. But, it's still a mess down there. You have five or six guys, like you said, that are under contract, and they're still trying to move some of those guys and get rid of some more salary to go fishing for the big fish in the ocean there, trying to get, you know, maybe Kyrie there or maybe God, who knows, Jimmy Butler or something like that. But I still think it's a mess. I don't understand the odds either, Dorf, and you understand that stuff way more than I do. But, if you're going to go to L.A. and play, and you want stability, it's kind of ironic that you would say the Clippers.
Well, and it's mind-boggling to me. Like, when you think about numbers in general, the NBA playoffs, the finals, the Warriors were huge favorites, okay? Which ultimately in my mind, I'm sorry, but it didn't make a lot of sense to me. Because if the series plays out the way that a lot of us thought it might, where it goes six or seven games, Toronto's going to be favorites in four of those seven games because they're having home court advantage. And I know that they weren't, I believe, in game five or whatever. But the point is that they're going to be favorites more often than not because they're going to have more home games. And it just seemed weird to me, I guess is my point. I almost felt like it was a sucker bet. Like, everybody was thinking, oh, Golden State. But the truth is that the Raptors were an unbelievable play when they were the kind of money that they were plus. and to think that they were the underdog when potentially they're going to have 4 of 7 games played on their home floor. It was just sometimes what I'm trying to say is sometimes the numbers and what the public thinks is going to happen is so incredibly wrong. And this was one of those cases.
Yeah, it was one of those cases. And it was just weird to see that, you know, Golden State go and I understand why people thought that Golden State was, you know, probably the favorite based on history, based on experience. But I was like you in terms of, you know, thinking Toronto has more than a fighter's chance here to knock off Golden State, especially with the injury to KD. And then when Clay goes down, it was all but certain that Cleveland, or not Cleveland, but Toronto would walk away with the title. But you know, I mean, it just shows you how weird sports can be from time to time, my man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, if you want to get in on the conversation, people, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports and Dorf Online. Look, I just think that when you look at the Lakers situation and what has happened over the past several years, it's mind-boggling. You know, you have some interesting people that are running things there. And, you know, I think John said it when we were talking to him earlier, you know, you got to make the right decisions. And ultimately, they've made so many poor, terrible decisions over the years. And Magic is part of that, don't get me wrong. But, wow, I think they've got themselves two of the best players. But after that, what do you got, and how do you fill that roster with very little money? And I also think that the Pelicans, like you said, they won that thing. And they also pulled one on the Lakers again with the cap space, you know, by making the trade when they made the trade. So I the Lakers in general, they're a disaster. It doesn't seem like they're being run very well from the top. And now that you've brought LeBron James into the equation, I'm sorry, but look, say what you want. He was tremendously successful. We know that in the Eastern Conference. The West is a different animal, man. I'm sorry. And I said to you before last year, I said, this could be the demise of LeBron James and his career and how we look at him and his legacy. I'm telling you, man, this is not pretty, and I don't see it getting pretty next year. And the odds that they're the odds-on favorite to win the NBA title, I'm sorry, but it's a joke the way the public thinks. It really is.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, they're going to have supposedly right around 20 to 23 million, and there's talk of them going out and get another max guy. I'm like, no, you don't go out and get another max guy. You need shooters. You need role guys that understand their place on the team. I mean, you already got the two big dogs. You got to go out and get the little chihuahuas and the little doxies to fill in their role on the team. So
I was going to say a couple of good guys that I think could fill that role would be like a guy like J.J. Redick, who can knock it down. He doesn't demand the ball very much. He's a catch-and-shoot kind of guy. Danny Green would be another guy that would maybe fit in well with the Lakers. And, you know, look, what about Ricky Rubio? Would he be a good fit,
right,
you know, with LeBron James? I don't know, man. There's a lot of options, but I agree with you in the sense of you got to go out there and spend that money that you have left very wisely, because – you're making a huge splash, obviously, with LeBron and now Anthony Davis. So you're going to need to figure out ways to be creative. And I'm sorry, but I don't trust the Lakers right now to be creative. And quite frankly, I'm not upset about it. I'm happy about it, because that's one less team that we're going to have to worry about being the Milwaukee Bucks. But speaking of that, I do know that the music's going and we got to take another pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final segment here in hour number one has absolutely flown by like they always do when I'm talking sports with Mike Wilson. We did get a chance to talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So check that out here. On the replay at some point. But, Mike, before we get to break, first and foremost, people, you can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And also check out that website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Just some quick thoughts about the draft from you. It's very anticlimactic, I'm sorry. But, you know everything that's going to happen in these things way before it happens. Zion Williamson, number one pick, not a surprise. Ja goes two. R.J. Barrett goes three. Hunter goes four. Blah, 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 blah. The rest is history from there. But just some quick initial thoughts about the NBA draft from Mike Wilson and how it kind of sets up free agency.
I don't know how much it really sets up free agency. I mean, there's certain teams that can do more than others with free agency. So that's, to me, it's kind of a wash. But with the draft, I love seeing the emotion out of the kids. They get drafted, they get interviewed right after they walk off stage, and the emotion of the moment hits them right there. And I just like seeing emotion out of players now. And Zion let it go, Barrett let it go, you know, Morant was letting it go as well. So that part of it I really liked. Seeing Bol Bol sitting there. I think it kind of sent a message to a lot of people that you can get bad advice about coming out. I was never, and I will probably never be a Bol Bol fan. I just never thought that he was worth all the hype, but those are my thoughts on the draft.
You know what, though? I'll tell you what. If I'm Bull Bull and I go number 44 and I'm in that room, the green room, waiting with those guys before, I'm going to play with a chip on my shoulder. And I didn't see a lot of them. I don't think any of us saw a lot of them. I think he played like 5 games. But the dude was pretty solid, man. Anyways, I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. Hour number 1's in the books. Hour number 2's on the horizon. We'll be back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That's U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror, but President Trump will not be responding with airstrikes after Iran shoots down a U.S. drone earlier in the week.
The president said, "I just stopped the strike from going forward at this time."
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling reporters,
"We in Israel saw Iran's aggression in their increased efforts to establish Iranian military bases in Syria, in their increased efforts to provide sophisticated weapons to Hezbollah, in their increased financial support for terror proxies like Hezbollah, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Instead of rounding up illegal aliens, the Trump administration calling off ICE raids.
These are people that came into the country illegally. They've been served. They've gone through a process.
Now, President Trump using this opportunity to negotiate. He tweets, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks to see if Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. If not, deportation start, explanation point." In other news, who will be the next Secretary of Defense?
The president says he'll formally nominate current Army Secretary Mark Esper to be the new Secretary of Defense. This comes only a few days after the abrupt resignation of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. He would be replacing ex-Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who has been gone since January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. An escalation of terror involving Iran. Military leaders there shooting down a U.S. drone, which prompts airlines to stay far away from the country's airspace. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East.
East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aero Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
If you believe in political polls, well, there's a new Monmouth University poll out of New Jersey where voters tend to lean to the left. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
This latest poll from New Jersey's Monmouth University finds that 37% of voters think President Trump should be reelected in 2020, while 59% want someone new. That latest poll from Monmouth also indicates that the Trump numbers when it comes to his performance ratings are unchanged since last month. 41% approving of his performance in the White House, with 50% saying they disapprove. The poll was taken just before the president kicked off his re-election campaign back on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. So much to get into in the sports world, from Major League Baseball to the NBA draft and the NBA free agency market that's just about to take place. Major League Baseball, we've got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Mike, welcome back, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to a little NBA draft talk and a little NBA free agency, because it's like Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
It's just the NBA's version of a soap opera.
No, I agree, man. And, you know, like I said before, you know, it's like you have the regular season and then you have the off season. And in a lot of cases, the off season, the NBA is more interesting than the regular season. But with that being said, we did have a different champion crown this year. The Toronto Raptors win the NBA championship. So Toronto and Canada is supporting the Toronto Raptors like crazy, which is really cool and special in a way. But unfortunate, in my opinion, that a team from the U.S. was unable to get it done. And most notably, my Milwaukee Bucks. But that's beside the point. There's always next year. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to get into, like Mike said. NBA draft, NBA free agency. We may even talk some NFL football during this hour. So keep it close, everybody. Get on board with us. 1-800-878-7529. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about sports, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, you wanted to talk a little NBA draft, so... We, like I said before, it's not surprising. We all know that Zion Williamson was the number one pick. You had Ja Morant go 2. You had R.J. Barrett go 3. Hunter goes 4. Garland goes 5. Culver goes 6. White goes 7. Hayes goes 8. Hachimura, the kid from Gonzaga, goes 9. Reddish goes 10. Cameron Johnson goes 11 to the Phoenix Suns. I think that was a little bit of an interesting one there. And then PJ Washington goes 12. Tyler Hero, that kid goes 13. And then Romeo Langford goes number 14 from Indiana. Look, at the end of the day, Mike, these are just a bunch of names other than those top three. When you really think about it, we all think that those three guys will have an impact, like you said earlier. But any steals or anything that or a player maybe that people should be looking out for that isn't necessarily on their radar at this moment in time?
Ooh, that's a good question, because, I mean, like you said, the draft kind of went like we thought it would. I mean, everything kind of opened up at 4 because not a lot of people were convinced who's the fourth best player in the draft. There was different things, but I think Atlanta – made out pretty well. You know, they swap spots there with that Laker number four pick, with the Pelicans number four pick, picked up a couple of players that I think down the line are going to make a difference for them. DeAndre Hunter to me was probably by far the best defensive player in the draft. So, I mean, there was his stock right there. But I think the Blazers, the Portland Trail Blazers, when they had the kid from North Carolina, and his name just escapes me right now, slid down to Portland at 25. I think that's
Nasir Little is who you're talking about.
Yeah, Nasir Little. Yeah. I think for value and for Portland, that was a good one. You know, Boston did a lot of trading with their picks. I was happy that they picked up Grant Williams for University of Tennessee with the 22nd pick. You know, besides the top three, it was kind of like a draft of just trading everybody that they had. You know, people were swapping teams even when they're walking up to get interviewed or shake the commissioner's hand. But what are your thoughts with it? You know, were there any steals for you? What did you find interesting, even though it kind of went the way we thought it would go?
Yeah, you know, I kind of like this Thibel kid from Washington. I remember him throughout the year, and I felt like he had some explosion to his game, and you know, he could get to the rack, and I thought that was a pretty decent pick by Philadelphia at number 20. I like that Carson Edwards kid too. I'm sorry, but to see him go like in the 30s or wherever he went there, low 30s. I know that he's a small guy, but wow, he lit it up during March Madness, and I don't know that anybody that can score the way that he scores, I think can be an asset to your team. I'm scratching my head a little bit about what the Suns did with Cam Johnson at number 11. I don't necessarily understand exactly what they're doing, but they with that being said, they cleared up some space and they have some money now to kind of go after a player or two themselves to kind of fill out their roster a little bit. I like the kid from Virginia that they picked up. I think that was a pretty good pick. I mean, anytime you can add a guy like Ty Jerome, you know, a kid that was pretty instrumental on that Virginia team that went all the way this year. I kind of like that because that addresses a need that they needed. I mean, they do need a point guard. So, and I know he's listed as a shooting guard, but as you saw throughout the tournament, he had the ball in his hands a lot. So Ty Jerome can probably come in here and run this team as well as the guys that they have there now. So I think that the 11 pick was a little bit of a scratch in my head, but I do like the number 24 pick.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with pretty much all that you said there. And they even picked up Aaron Baines in a trade from Boston to Phoenix here. So that'll provide some muscle, a little beef on the front line as well. But I think you're exactly right with Thibel, Matisse Thibel from UW. I saw him play in the tournament, saw him play live. You know, the kid is athletic as you know, anything, and a defensive stopper. He's 6'5", but he is long. He's got long arms. He gets deflections. He makes plays on, you know, so he makes plays on defense. I think the kid to watch a little bit is Huchimura from Gonzaga. I think he is a little underrated in terms of his ability, even though he went 9 in the draft. I would have liked to see Boston pick up PJ Washington from Kentucky just because of muscle down low, because they're going to lose Horford, which just disappoints me to no end. But, you know, I mean, we'll see who kind of comes through. I mean, everybody's, you know, kind of counting on the top three to the top three picks to have nice long NBA careers and really making a difference in the league. But, you know, after that, you know, there's always somebody that sneaks up that everybody goes, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree 100%. It happens year in and year out. And I'm telling you, the guy to look out for in that sense is Bol Bol. And I think that the situation he walked into was pretty damn good, man. He's going to Denver. I think that that's a good fit for him. You know, when you think about the bigs that they have, Jokic, and the way that, you know, he can distribute the ball, that guy hangs around the rim a lot. He'll get a lot of, you know, balls tossed up to him around the rim. I like the fit, I'll be honest. And I said it earlier, if there's a guy that, you know, could play with a chip on his shoulder, he was in that green room, man. He was expecting to go. So, like you said, sometimes you get bad advice. Somebody told him, look, man, you've got lottery potential and you're probably going to be picked in the top, you know, 10, 15 picks. Well, the guy went 44. He's in a good situation there in Denver. That's another guy to kind of keep an eye on next year.
Yeah, you know, the thing with him, he only played 9 games, and people say, well, he averaged like, you know, 18,
21 or something.
Yeah, something like that. But they weren't, I mean, they were playing Little Sisters of the Poor. So, if, you know, you can look at it either way with that. But he is just, to me, he's just so thin. And just the questions about him, and it's just from me watching him a couple of those 9 games that he played. It's just, does he have the motor? Like he just doesn't seem like it's like a really want to. And you talked about, you know, playing with that chip on his shoulder, which I hope he does. Like, I'm not rooting against the kid, but he has to find the motor. He has to find the want to. And there were a couple of GMs that had mentioned, you know, something about, you know, he comes off entitled, like one of those entitled athletes. And so he has to kind of fight that. But as far as the fit with Denver, yeah, I mean, he's going to be on the floor. He's going to be on the practice floor getting banged around by the Joker. So that's going to, you know, that's going to be his welcoming to the NBA.
Here's the one thing I'm going to take away from the draft this year that we haven't seen. Well, it's been a huge what's happened with this, but it seemed like it went away this year. The Euro influx. Not as many of those guys came around this year. A lot more of the college kids being drafted, and obviously the top three. So, anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back on the other side and continue talking about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, just to kind of put a cap on the NBA and free agency, buckle up, get ready. We'll see where Kawhi goes. I have a weird feeling that Clay and KD both stay in Golden State, obviously, with what happened to them. And I think that they'll wind up kind of putting some things aside and realize that, you know what, the way that the NBA is going, being together with that bunch of that group of guys ultimately could be a lot of fun and could produce a lot of championships. So, you know, and then there's the other side of it where people are wondering if you can do things on your own. And I hate to say it, if you look at the landscape of the NBA, it really doesn't work that way anymore. So you got to have 2-3 guys that are stars. And then from there, you got to fill it out and have the players around those guys. But free agency is going to be fun, Mike. It really is. And obviously the big dog, Kawhi Leonard, we don't know where he's going to wind up. Like you said before, just a really, really hard guy to read. Doesn't say much, but he does speak volumes out on the basketball floor. So anybody in their right mind would want this guy on their team. Toronto won with him. He came to them and, you know, wins the championship. And like you said earlier, I don't think he owes him anything, but you won. And sometimes we all know that winning changes a lot of things. And like you said earlier, they would once again be a favorite in the East to come right back out. In your best humble opinion, in your heart of hearts, what in the world does Kawhi Leonard do? And then let's kind of wrap things up about NBA and the free agency. But and then if you have any thoughts on KD and Clay, let me know. But I do think they stay after everything's said and done. They're going to be sitting out the year. So why would anybody be going after those guys unless you're thinking a couple of years away?
Right. Now, in my – you're talking my heart of hearts, and that assumes that I have a heart, but that's a whole different topic for a whole different day. But, you know, man, I'm telling you, I'm just hoping he stays in the East. And I know that sounds like, wow, like Wilson's a Celtic fan. Why would he want him to send it? You know, I just think it would be a great story. But something in my head tells me he wants to go home to Southern California. And that's always been one of the narratives. I think he goes to the Clippers. I think he he pulls out a full page ad in the Toronto paper up there and thanks the fans, and he moves on to LA, you know, and makes the West even more competitive than it already is. As far as KD and Clay, I've always been convinced Clay stays. Like he's a warrior. Like you look at Clay Thompson, I can't really see him in another uniform. He is a splash brother till the end. KD is, you know, he's kind of weird. He's kind of mercurial to me a little bit in that, you know, he gets caught up in the social media stuff. You know, he likes to call out the media for asking, you know, real just kind of, to me, basic questions. I do see KD staying now. I see KD signing one of those. I don't see him signing a long-term deal with Golden State. It's going to be another one of those one-and-one kind of deals, and then possibly leaving after that once he's, you know, once he's all healthy. Kyrie, go to Brooklyn, dude. Just, I don't want you back in Boston. You're a headache. You don't play well in the sandbox with others. You held Tatum back from developing this year, and he just, you know, from what I was reading yesterday, he just didn't like Boston. Living in Boston, being in Boston, he got in fights with, you know, Brad Stevens, you know, which I'm like, you're getting in arguments and you can't get along with Brad Stevens. Like, who the heck can you get along with then? Like, Brad just seems like a pretty nice guy, and he didn't, you know, he was getting arguments with Ainge. Well, I don't think you want a piece of Ainge. Ainge is a fighter by nature anyways, but, you know, Kyrie, just good riddance. You know, the questions I have for you, Dorf, is what do you do with Middleton? Because he declined his option. Do you let him go? Do you try and sign him back, see if he takes like a hometown discount kind of thing, or, you know, what do you do with that guy? Because he is a good player.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, because obviously that was going to be one of the things I was going to kind of get into with you here. Look, the mistake the Milwaukee Bucks made, in my humble opinion, was signing Eric Bledsoe during the season. Ultimately, they overpaid for that guy. He's getting $54 million over the next 3 years. So that put the Bucks in a little bit of a bind. If you ask me, the guys that I would bring back, I would bring back Brook Lopez. I would bring back Malcolm Brogdon. And in this day and age, if you're going to bring Chris Middleton back, you're going to overpay for him. So, and then the question you have to ask is this guy, is he a legitimate number two? Like, is he your Robin to Giannis, who's a Batman? And I'm not quite sold on that right now. And what we learned about Bledsoe once again is that he's got issues, man. Like he can't play in the big moments. So ultimately, what do I think happens? I think they're going to overpay Chris Middleton. I do think they're going to bring him back. And I think they bring back Malcolm Brogdon. And I think they bring back Brook Lopez. And I think you let Mirotić go. He was a serious disappointment. He didn't play a minute in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the writing was on the wall with that. So I think you go to bat with most of these guys that you kind of went with. And, you know, you tried something with Mirotić. It didn't work. But Malcolm Brogdon, we saw his value. I mean, let's be honest, bro. I think you pay him whatever you got to pay him to bring him back. We saw the value of Lopez. And then it just becomes a question of whether or not do you want to overpay Chris Middleton. And unfortunately, I think they are. I think they're going to overpay Chris Middleton. But like I said, the way that the NBA is, they got to. That's just what they have to do, Mike.
No, I would agree with that, that they're going to probably overpay for him. And that's sometimes it's just what you got to do. Like you said, you know, the one team that we haven't talked really much about either with the draft or free agency is New Orleans. Now, you know, and they get Zion, they got all those, you know, they got Ball, they got, you know, all those draft picks from LA. You know, they are setting themselves up not to just go through a slight rebuild or retool, but to be a playoff team. with all these young guys. What do you think is left for the Pelicans to do to get ready and to fill out their roster for next year?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to bring in some sort of veteran leadership. You know, you've got a lot of young guys that are running things for them, and you know, you're going to put a lot more on some other players too. So ultimately, look, here's what I like about the approach that they're taking with Zion, at least at this point, is they're not saying like you have to come in and be the savior of this team. They're saying, you know, it's Holiday's team, and you know, he's just a piece to this puzzle that they have. But obviously, you know, we know they're expecting big things. But you know, just take a little bit of a look at their roster. You know, they did add Brandon Ingram, they add Lonzo Ball, which I think will be interesting to see how all that works, because obviously with Holiday, he's going to want to have the ball. And I mean, I think that so does, you know, Lonzo Ball. So I think that's a little bit interesting there. I think, you know, I'm just looking at their roster right now. And, you know, again, I think they need to add a veteran. I mean, the oldest guy on their roster is Etuan Moore. He's 30-year-old guy. So ultimately, I think they need some experience, man. You know, you've got a bunch of young guys. That would be a good fit. I think that would be a decent fit. But I mean, you know, you're paying Holiday $25 million. I think that he's going to demand a pretty big salary too. I don't know if you want to tie up that much money in a guy like Al Horford, who I'm not saying he's done, but this is definitely the later stages of his career. And I know he can defend well. I mean, there's a lot of upside, but I feel like he was really good with the Boston Celtics. I know he was good with Atlanta too, but I really feel like Boston is where he became that guy that people are like, wow, Al Horford is a really, really good ball player. And he made his mark in Boston, if you ask me.
No, I absolutely agree. And I'm so disappointed he ain't coming back to Boston.
I hear it in your voice, bro. But anyways, I do also hear the music behind us. We got to take another pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Maybe on the other side, Mike, let's talk a little NFL, because there's a bunch of things to get into in the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Hey, Mike, let's talk a little NFL. You know, it's obviously the off season, and those guys are kind of getting in shape and doing their thing and all that good stuff. But truth be told, we'll be playing games here pretty soon, and they'll be back at it, and we'll be talking NFL football real soon. What are some of the things that you're kind of looking forward to next year, just out of curiosity?
You know, that's an interesting question, and one of them deals with how they're going to implement this new pass interference replay challenge rule that they just passed, and see how that affects the game, how it affects momentum between the teams during the season. Another thing, and this is going to sound kind of selfish, I mean, you know, my house is a Steeler household, and just how Pittsburgh and Big Ben react to, you know, there's no Le'Veon. Of course, they played without Le'Veon, you know, last year, but, you know, no AB now, and see how the younger guys, like, you know, like Juju can step up, who's going to be the number one, and how his numbers go. You know, there's, especially here in Phoenix with the Cardinals, how does, you know, the new rookie quarterback deal with, you know, probably being the guy, and how does the new coach deal with not being at Texas Tech anymore, but he's in the big show now. So, you know, there's a ton of questions. What happens with the Rams? Are the Rams going to make it back? Kansas City, you know, they've lost some weapons because of some off the field things. And then you got, you know, Cleveland. Everybody's jumping on the Cleveland bandwagon because of OBJ and all the talent that they got there. But, you know, to me, they still have to prove themselves. They still have to go out on the field and win the games. And so there's a lot of questions moving forward for this year. You know, what about you, Dorf? I mean, are there things that you're going to be looking at? I mean, especially, you know, hey, your Packers got a new coach. And how does Rodgers adapt to that? So
in my mind, in my humble opinion, look, obviously I want to see how the Green Bay Packers do coming back from a very disappointing season, new coach, new relationship that Aaron Rodgers is going to have to build with and grow with. And I know that already audibles are kind of in question, and, you know, it's something that's going to be difficult for Aaron not to want to do, because it's given him so much control over the years. And obviously he's very good at calling audibles, but I'm interested to see how that relationship develops, to be honest with you. I'm also interested just to see how that whole division shakes out. I think the Bears are going to be good. I think the Vikings are going to be good. I think the Packers are going to be good. So I think that the whole division is very fun to watch. I'm excited to see how Atlanta plays. I think that they could be that team that comes back really well this season. I think that division is interesting too. You know, you have Bruce Arians now with Tampa Bay, and what can he's been known as kind of a quarterback whisperer. What can he do with Jameis Winston? And like you said, I mean, Kyler Murray, you know, 2 years in a row, you draft a NFL quarterback. It's like unheard of, but they did it. We'll see how that all plays out. And Andrew Luck, I'm excited to see how Andrew Luck plays this year. I thought he came back pretty strong after a terrible shoulder injury that he went through. And you and I have talked about this guy before. We both like him. We both think he has all the skills and the intangibles to go out there and be one of the best, if not the best. So I'm expecting big things from him. I'm expecting an MVP-like season from Andrew Luck, to be honest with you, Mike. And, let's see how the Chargers come back from a pretty damn good season. Let's see what Denver does with Joe Flacco, who a guy that wins a lot of games, man. He's been to a lot of postseasons. And, you know, you can say what you want. He does have a Super Bowl ring. So what kind of an impact does Joe Flacco have there? The Texans, man, I'm excited about them too. There's so many things to be excited about with the NFL season coming. And truth be told, you can talk NFL football all year round. It makes no difference. You know, how does San Francisco, you know, come back from Garoppolo's injury? And what about Cam Newton, man? I mean, like, I could keep going on and on if you want me to, but the NFL is, you know, we talk about the NBA and the offseason and that being, you know, like you said, a soap opera. The NFL is right there with them, Mike.
No, dude, the NFL is like the sports world's version of a Netflix series, you know, show series. You know, it's what everybody wants to watch. And you know, the funny thing is, the one team that neither you or I even mentioned was New England, the defending Super Bowl champs, man, going for number 7, which is just insane to think about that in this era of football, that you could, you know, one team could win this 6 times. And if it wasn't for, you know, a couple of lucky catches by the New York Giants, then, we could be talking about, you know, they could be going for 9, you know, Super Bowls. And how does New England deal with not having Gronk anymore? So, you know, there's all of that going on as well. I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, you and I could go down each division and in the league and come up with a story for each one of those teams and each one of those divisions to talk about for 10 or 15 minutes. It would be incredibly easy. And, you know, you got OBJ, who is just, you know, diva number one, you know, for Cleveland. Now you got AB and his whole mess moving on to kind of appropriately Oakland, you know, and Oakland's going to be the Hard Knocks team. I mean, get your popcorn and get your soda. The soap opera is about to begin with a lot of this and a lot of these players. So it's certainly going to be fun to watch.
I know you're a Dolphin fan, and Josh mm-hmm. Rosen, you were pretty high on Josh Rosen. I wasn't quite there with you, but and I know your son Zach and Josh are good buddies too. So I get it. You keep it in the family there, bro. It all makes sense. But the truth is. When do you think Josh Rosen gets that starting job? Like, is it – I mean, I know it's an open competition and everything like that, but do you see a scenario where by, like, week 6, he's their starting quarterback?
I could see it in week 4. Okay. Absolutely week 6. I mean, that makes sense too. you know, we'll have to deal with a little Fitz magic for a little bit. I think that is a guy that Josh can just soak up stuff like a sponge from, and all of his experience in the league, playing for, you know, a lot of different teams and a lot of different situations, and can pick his brain in terms of, you know, just how to handle being a pro and learning to be a pro. I mean, Rosen's still learning how to be a pro. He's still learning how to deal with being a good practice player. And, you know, so that'll be interesting. I mean, I'm rooting for the kid. I mean, like you said, I was high off of him coming out of college. And yes, you know, my son and him shared a moment, you know, at a bowl game. But, you know, I don't root for anybody to not succeed. I mean, that would just be inhumane and just mean on my part. But there's still some stuff that Rosen has to learn how to do. And a lot of it's the mental part of the game and just learning how to be a pro. And so we'll hopefully Fitzpatrick can instill those things in Josh.
I'm going to go back to New England for just a quick moment. And you're right, neither one of us mentioned them. And I think it's more just because we're so used to it that if they're not there, we're going to be surprised. But I look at the situation for N'Keal Harry, and I'm sorry, but I don't think I could ever think of a better situation for a young wide receiver coming into this league to have to be lucky enough to be catching balls from Tom Brady. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say right now, I think N'Keal Harry's in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. Do you think the same way I'm thinking? Do you like this guy in that way, or do you think that you know, Tom Brady has just so many weapons, and you know, or he'll figure out a way to throw the ball to everybody? But I for some weird reason, man, I feel like this could be a great year for N'Keal Harry and a great way for him to break into the NFL.
No, you and I are brothers from a different mother. I mean, it's with how we think about a lot of things, big man. And I think the same thing as you with N'Keal Harry and the situation he's going into in New England to learn from arguably the best quarterback of all time. And let's face it, one of the best routes that N'Keal would do at Arizona State would be that back shoulder throw. What does Brady love to throw? A lot of back shoulder throws. He's going to get N'Keal all squared up. He's going to get him running the route the way he wants it done. And, you know, for N'Keal to get coached, you know, by those coaches in New England, yeah, I absolutely agree. You should put him in the conversation for Rookie of the Year and to learn from the best in the business, not only from management to the coaches to the players. Is, you know, for a kid like N'Keal, he just has to be thanking his lucky stars ever since the day he was drafted.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. It's a blessing, man. It's very lucky when you can go and catch balls from Tom Brady. It's just unreal. So I always look at the draft, and you know me, man, I'm always telling you, like, I don't put that much stock into it, because you know, it takes 2, 3, 4 years for these guys to develop. This situation, man, it ain't going to take long to develop, man. You got Tom Brady throwing you the ball, and you're N'Keal Harry, who's a hell of a wide receiver. He's going to make his mark in the NFL. Did you see that Tom Brady was back out there with Josh Gordon throwing some balls? Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, late yesterday I saw that. You know what? You got to root for Gordon. You know, he's battling a lot of demons. He's trying to, you know, make a comeback and, you know, see Brady take the time to spend with Gordon, to throw to him, and to kind of keep Gordon, you know, you know, from doing negative things. I think that was great on Tom's part. And I think it's going to help Gordon in the long run. Hopefully, you know, when you battle substance abuse, we all know that is something that is incredibly tough to overcome. And I would hope that it works out well for Gordon in the future.
Yeah, and I just think it's one of those things where Tom knows this guy has so much talent, and if he can get him, right, you know, anywhere near focused, this could wind up being a really, really good situation for the New England Patriots, bringing him in sometime throughout the year. Anyways, I heard that music. I know we got to take another final pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We'll come back and wrap things up the way we always do, parting shot time. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, everybody. Welcome back for the final time today. Always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can always get us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. At this time, each and every week, we come up with our parting shots. This week will be no different. Mike, you're up, my friend.
You know, the one thing that we haven't talked about is the women's national soccer team for the U.S. and just
damn you,
hurting.
Damn you. That's all I can say is damn you, brother. You're stealing my thunder. Go ahead.
And just the hurting that they are putting on everybody in the Women's World Cup. They beat Sweden the other day. We all know what they did to Thailand to open it. But everybody should take a time out during the day whenever they play and watch them, because they are truly a special team to be watching.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like you said earlier in this whole situation, we are like brothers from another mother, man. It's crazy. You're like reading my mind. I'm reading your mind. And yeah, man, I'm really impressed with those women. They are special. It is really, really fun to watch. And, you know, I've heard all the different psychology and this and that and the other. Oh, they should lose to Sweden, this or that. Or, you know what, man? No, I'm totally with the way the U.S. is handling things. Go out there. You kick everybody's butt. You let them know that you're not afraid of anybody and that all you're out there to do is make a name for yourselves. And they're special, Mike. They really are. Just sit back, get your popcorn, like you said, and watch this, because those women can really play. And you know what? The men got a lot to live up to be honest with you. So I hear the music. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So we want to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, and Scott on the other side for making everything possible like he always does. Peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.